Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for August 26th, from Job chapters 20 to 22. It has to be. Zophar presses on in his analysis of Job's predicament. Chapter 20, verse 28, a flood will carry off his house, rushing waters on the day of God's wrath. Such is the fate God allots the wicked, the heritage appointed for them by God. In other words, according to Zophar and the rest, Job is simply experiencing the wrath of God for his wickedness. Zophar has no evidence of Job's evil deeds, but it has to be. No one who is righteous receives this kind of treatment from God's hand. But Job isn't buying it. He says, "Is my complaint directed to man? Why should I not be impatient? Look at me and be astonished. Clap your hands over your mouth." None of this is making human sense. Not Job's conditions, nor the observable fact that wicked people and their offspring often prosper and never seem to experience difficulties while they live. That makes no sense at all if all we're talking about here is justice for the behaviors of the living. Herein lies the dilemma with which Job and his friends are grappling. Do good people suffer troubles at God's initiative? If you look around at human experience only, there's no way to answer that. For every explanation for human misery, there's a plausible counter-argument. The merry-go-round keeps spinning. Job doesn't know it. His friends certainly do not know it. But Job's story begins to set the stage for the most profound display of God's character ever made, the demonstration of love, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The mystery of love is that, yes, the righteous do suffer so that others might be saved. The righteous one submitted himself to the devastation of our sins to save us. Job could not have known what was already determined in the counsels of eternal God, that the Father in love would send his own Son as the sacrifice that would atone for our sins. So when you read the painful and bitter words of Eliphaz, snorted out that Job must be a wicked man who has done despicable things, even though Eliphaz has no evidence of these things, try to be somewhat charitable toward Eliphaz. Like Job, he has no clue of what true love is. The drama continues tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.